Shalom Uvracha. Happy Father's Day. Wonderful day to thank our parents, especially our dads, for everything they did for us. I want to tell two stories today about Rabbeinu Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. First story is a tremendous story about sensitivity. So in Rav Mordechai Eliyahu's shul, there was a Baal Tokeya one Rosh Hashanah, the guy who blows the shofar, and he got up there and the whole shul was listening and he struggled. He could not blow properly. And the whole shul doesn't know what to do. And they look at Rav Eliyahu. Rav Eliyahu was a very talented, he was able to do shechting and he was able to fix things. And he was also able to blow the shofar. So Rav Eliyahu understood, b'malkam she'ein ish, in a place where there's no man. He gets up there and he blows beautiful shofar blows. And they fulfill the mitzvah. And then the Rav starts struggling. He starts not blowing so well, and he's having a hard time. And he looks at the man who was blowing before, and he says, come, help me out. And the guy who was blowing before, the original Baal Tokeya, gets up there, and somehow he was able to blow the shofar beautifully this time. Now, for those who knew the Rav, it was obvious what was going on here. The Rav faked it. He fulfilled the mitzvah, but once he saw that the mitzvah was fulfilled, he did not want to embarrass the other person. Wow, this guy, you know, didn't blow well, and he or I had such a great blowing. So he gave the second guy a chance, and Baruch Hashem, he was able to come back there and redeem himself. An amazing story about Rav Eliyahu always putting the other person's feelings at the forefront of his mind. And something we should all try to always keep in mind. Kind of related, but a little different. One more story. And this is a story that Rav Eliyahu always used to share about Rav Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch. Once in the Beis Medrash of Rav Yosef Karo, a big question came up. And if you've ever been to Tzfat, you know there's a beautiful shul there, Rav Yosef Karo's shul. And that's where the Beis Medrash of Rav Yosef Karo used to learn, and he asked his students, can you help me figure out a solution? And the whole Beis Medrash got into it, and they all worked really hard for this really tricky question, till by the end of the day, they actually thought of a beautiful solution. Now, the next morning, someone's learning with his chavrusa, and he says, hey, you missed yesterday. It was such an exciting day. We all had this question, and we all figured it out together. So the guy says, yeah, what was the question? Tells him the question. He says, well, it's obvious. The answer is Aleph. And he was right. And he was just a regular guy. He wasn't some super genius. And Rav Yosef Karo was astounded. How could it be that what they worked the whole day on, this guy was able to figure out in 1 second? So he walked out of the shul, and who does he see? But the Ariza. Isaac Luria, who could see from one end of the world to the other. And he asked him, how could it be that they worked so hard and this guy figured it out right away? And he said, and the Rizal answered, don't you understand? There's no way this guy would have been able to get that answer if not for the fact that you brought it down with your hard work and you struggled through the sugya, you were able to bring this answer into the universe. And that's why he was able to get this question answered. So it's a beautiful, you know, sometimes I have students who ask me, I ask myself often, why do we struggle so hard on these complicated topics in Gemara? We have to understand when we work hard in Torah, we're bringing that light down for our friends. We're bringing a whole new light down. And it's not just Torah. When we open up the gates of a mitzvah, blowing the shofar, acting with kindness, we're opening up that gate to the whole world. Sometimes I'm at the Kotel and I feel like I need to sing and dance, because when we're singing and dancing, even if it's a hard time, we're bringing that joy down to the whole universe. We always have to know that everything we're doing is not just for us. We are all connected. Hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you thank your dad from the bottom of his heart, of your heart. And I can't wait to continue sharing Gadol stories, inspirational stories for you wherever you're at. If you're enjoying these shiurs, let me know. Give me a thumbs up and have a beautiful day.